Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy, Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. Welcome to the Regenerative Healing Show. And I am live at the WABC studio right on the top of Madison Square Garden. So you can reach me at the studio here at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can call me at my office after the show at 201-882-1500. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You could also check out my website, njprolo.com. So tonight's topic is going to be about a treatment called neural prolotherapy. And the concept of neural prolotherapy is that by treating nerves and helping restore the function of nerves, that you can improve many musculoskeletal pain conditions and many nerve pain conditions. And I'm going to explain how that works and why it works. And the reason that it works like that is because nerves and muscles and tendons are all tied together, okay? That is that it's actually a law, not a law that you can violate, but a scientific law. It's called Hilton's law, that the nerves that supply a muscle also supply the skin over the muscle insertions, and they also supply the joints that that muscle moves. So by treating the nerves with neural prolotherapy, and we'll explain how that's going to work in just a minute, by treating those nerves, you're improving the condition of the muscles by improving the health of the nerve signals and the quality of the nerve signals that are going to that muscle. So it's a different way of looking at pain. We tend to look at when we are, let's say, working out, okay, and we strain a muscle, we have this tendinitis, a chronic tendinitis, that we look at it as sort of a trauma to that muscle and a trauma to that tendon, okay? And it's easy to see why, because that's what's hurt. But perhaps, okay, and here's the different way of looking at things, it is an unhealthy nerve that, and an unhealthy nerve supply that led to that muscle or tendon getting injured in the first place. And this is especially the case when you have these strain type of injuries, not these acute injuries where you tear a muscle or you tear a tendon, and I see plenty of those as well, and even those can respond to neural prolotherapy, but the ones that especially respond are what I'd call these overuse type syndromes, where over time that tendon gets more and more irritated. It can get so irritated that some of the fibers of the tendon can either even be wearing away. So a common tendinitis like that would be a rotator cuff tendinitis or a lateral epicondylitis, a tennis elbow, or a what's called a decurvains tenosynovitis, which is, if anyone has it, they know what I'm talking about. It's a tendinitis affecting the thumb. And that can be, if someone uses their thumb a lot, that can be an especially frustrating, disabling condition. Another Achilles tendinitis or a hamstring tendinitis. All these tendon irritations, so many of them are chronic. They develop over time. And their development over time is because they are not getting the adequate nerve supply. And so by improving the nerve supply and improving the health of the nerve that is supplying the muscle, that is supplying the tendon, that is going to significantly and dramatically improve the pain coming from that muscle or tendon. And I'll explain how the neural therapy treatment itself works, but before I explain how the neural prolotherapy works, I'm going to tell you that, again, to reach me here at the studio, you can call the right here at ABC, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or you can call me at my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. You can check out my website, njprolo.com, njprolo.com. Or you can even check out my new YouTube channel, which is The Regenerative Healing Show. I just checked. I got my first subscriber, so I was very excited about that. So I was going to offer you a chance to be my first subscriber, but someone took that esteemed position already. So you can become the second subscriber if you get onto the YouTube channel now, and hopefully soon you'll be able to be the 100th or the 1,000th subscriber. But right now we got one, so it's a good start. So again, this is... at the Regenerative Healing Center in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey, and we're talking about neural prolotherapy tonight. And so we're going to talk also about, I mentioned tendonitises, we're going to talk about even arthritic joints can respond to neural prolotherapy, which doesn't seem intuitively to make sense, right? You're talking about a joint, an arthritic joint, how is that going to respond to neuroprolo? Well, I'll tell you how it responds. Because by improving the nerve supply to the joint, you're improving the health of the joint. And so what are we doing to improve the health of the nerve that supplies the muscles, that supplies the tendons, that supplies the joints? Well, what we are doing is we are nourishing the nerve with a very low concentration of dextrose. When I say low, we're talking 5% dextrose. So that's a pretty low concentration. It gets neutralized so that it's not acidic, and so it's not pain. It reduces a lot of the pain that can be associated with the procedure. And these nerves all make their way to the skin through what are called little constriction points in the muscle. So the nerves pierce the muscle, and when they pierce the muscle, they get to close to the surface of the skin. And when they are near the surface of the skin, we can identify them by their tenderness. And then just under the skin, with it's like a half inch, very small gauge needle. It's really tiny, like a little pinprick. You basically get the 5% dextrose delivered to those nerves. And when that dextrose is delivered to that nerve, that's going to improve the health of that nerve, and that's going to improve the tendon as well that nerve is supplying. So for a tendonitis, an arthritis, a muscle strain, even a muscle tear, by improving the health of the nerve, you improve the health of the muscle or whatever other structure that you are trying to treat. And it's a very interdynamic treatment to do the neuroprolotherapy. And I'll tell you what I mean by that, because I'm going to give you an example of a type of patient that I see. I see patients that come in with severe back pain. And I do other treatments for severe back pain, but it basically... when I see it, that acute severe back pain where they could barely move, I use the neuroprolotherapy in a way that helps them walk out of the office with significantly reduced or even no pain. And it's an interactive treatment. So what we're doing is we're looking for those points, those tender constricted points where the nerve comes out of the muscle, and we find those points, and if they're tender, we treat them. The good news is that the needle is so thin and the injection is so superficial that it barely hurts. I mean, you might feel a little tiny pinch, but it's not like what you associate with getting an injection. That's a very intimidating idea. But getting neuroprolotherapy, it's a lot of little pinches, but it's not very painful. And for those who find those little, even those little pinpricks uncomfortable, we can do something to reduce that pain, like freeze the area. But most of the time, that's not necessary because the pain that someone has when they come in way outweighs the pain of the treatment itself. So, and it's very interesting because someone will come in with acute back pain, and we treat the area with the NeuroProlo. And so we do a series of injections, and then they get up and they say, it's better, but it still hurts here. And then we do a second round of the treatment on the spot. And by the second or third round of the treatment, they're walking out of the office dramatically better. It's phenomenal to see. And now that treatment, when someone comes in with back pain like that, that's not going to be the end of their treatment by any means. Okay, they're going to need a few more treatments for the pain to calm down enough where it's tolerable, and then they're mobile enough to go to physical therapy or just get on with things and not have to deal with it anymore. But the good, and sometimes they've gone to physical therapy before they've seen me, and then they're really welcoming the relief, especially when they haven't gotten better with the physical therapy. And what happens is, within a day or two after the first treatment, that pain's going to come back. And I let the patients know that. But it's like throwing water on a fire. And with each time that the nerves get settled down more and more each time, by the third treatment, they're usually getting 3 to 4 days relief, maybe 4 to 5 days relief. And within 5 to 6 treatments, we're near done. It's mostly done, and we might do an extra treatment just to get them feeling even better. If there's a little bit of residual pain, we'll go after it because the neuroprolotherapy works at treating that bit of residual pain. So neuroprolotherapy for these acute episodes of back pain is excellent. But what's really cool is even for chronic pain. So these chronic tendinitises I see all the time, and I do different treatments. I do prolotherapy for those treatments, but I often incorporate the neuroprolotherapy. And what's great is even a chronic pain situation with 7 to 10 neuroprolotherapy treatments, someone with a tennis elbow, someone with a decurvaneous tenosynovitis or a hamstring tendinitis is going to be feeling phenomenal, feeling much, much better. And so they feel better at the beginning for short term. By the end of the treatment, they're feeling better for long term. When I say by the end of the course of treatment. So again, neuroprolotherapy is a great strategy for taking care of all these tendinitis pains. And I'm going to talk about some other pains as well that neuroprolotherapy works great on. But first, I'm going to let you know that if you have any questions for me here during today's show, you can call at the studio here, right, at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. I am Dr. Warren Slayton of the Regenerative Healing Center, right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And you can reach me at the office after the show, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njprolo.com, njprolo.com, or my new YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So, that's building, and you'll see some videos on prolotherapy, but as we go on with that show, you're going to learn more and more about all my treatments. So again, the way that the NeuroProlo works is by supplying a little bit of glucose to an irritated nerve or an injured nerve. You are reducing the pain sensations that nerve is causing. So now I'm going to talk to you about another treatment or another condition that NeuroProlo works, and this would definitely make sense, but any pinched nerves, okay? Those pinched nerves, where they are pinched, it's like a constriction, and they're not getting the nutrients they need, and so along the path of that nerve, you're going to get pain. So the classic one that responds beautifully to NeuroProlo is carpal tunnel syndrome, pinched nerves at the elbow. There's Morton's neuroma. All these are nerve conditions that can respond to NeuroProlo. And by stimulating the nerve supply to that irritated nerve, we are seeing reduction in the pain, improvement of the condition. So just as an example, with carpal tunnel syndrome, okay, everyone knows it as a pinched nerve at the wrist, okay? So you see a pinched nerve at the wrist, and it's causing pain in the thumb, the index finger, and the middle finger, and that is classic carpal tunnel syndrome. And the nerve that supplies it, again, it's going to be irritated at the wrist. But what's interesting is that as when we do NeuroProlo, we think of the whole course of the nerve. So that nerve starts in the arm. It actually starts in the neck, but it goes through the arm. It goes across the elbow. And there are a few points along the path of that nerve where it can get irritated. So by putting dextrose or glucose, they're synonymous, at those irritated points, that's going to improve the health of the nerve. And what's interesting is that these nerves, there are so many different nerves in the body that cause pain. And when these nerves are lacking glucose, they are going to be producing more pain. And when we supply those nerves with glucose, we relieve the pain. And so that it relieves the pain not just at the local site, but along the whole path of that nerve. So it's a great treatment both for short-term and for long-term, because you walk out of the office feeling great. That's the short-term. And then after a few more treatments, you get long-term relief. I just administered my own treatment today for plantar fasciitis, and NeuroProlo works great for plantar fasciitis. Again, plantar fasciitis is a ligament type of pain, but by supplying the nerves that go to the plantar fascia, we are reducing the pain at the plantar fascia. So I'm looking forward to a good run tomorrow, feeling less pain in my foot. So again, NeuroProlo, and I'm not expecting it to be done because I just had my first treatment today, but after a few treatments, I'm looking forward to seeing both that short-term relief and the long-term relief. And I see, again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Right now I'm at the WABC studio, where you can reach me at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Check out my website, njprolo.com, or check out my YouTube channel. So right now we have Pauline calling from Queens.
Hi. I have so many questions. I just heard your promo from the beginning when they described your expertise. I was trying to figure out, how does ozone figure into prolotherapy? But I also was, like, confused. I was just asking your screen call. I says, is prolotherapy similar to stem cells? Not really, right?
Very interesting question. And the answer is they do have some similarities because they both cause regeneration of tissue. Mm-hmm. And stem cells, even people who – there are people that do stem cells that are not aware that the basis of how those stem cells are working is based on the prolotherapy principles of regenerating tissues. Stem cells are a more concentrated version of that, but stem cells, to get them, you're having to often take some of your bone marrow or fatty tissue. Those are the most effective types of stem cells when they're taken from your own body and spun down. It's a lot more invasive and a lot more expensive than a treatment like prolotherapy, which gets the same job done for a lot less and a lot less invasively.
And you also use your own cells. I mean, your own, was it blood that you spin?
For prolotherapy, no, it's a dextrose solution. I have other shows you can
on
the website. So, and ozone plays a part in a lot of my treatments because ozone reinforces the metabolic benefit that helps regenerate tissue. So I use it along, not all the time for NeuroProlo, but many times for NeuroProlo, but most of my prolotherapy treatments where I'm rebuilding tissue, I use the ozone because it helps with that as well.
This is very interesting. I know so many people with all kinds of issues, like spine issues, like scoliosis, or even Parkinson's. I have a feeling this could help some of it.
Yes, but that's Parkinson's is more brain-based, but there are things that we can do for that.
For the movement part, right? There's like parts. There are two different parts from what I heard Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Deals with what you get. They could at least get relief with pain, and then they could deal with the other stuff on the other level.
Yes. So,
wow,
Pauline, leave your number with the screener, and I'll get back to you to discuss further.
Okay, great.
Right now, I want to take a call from Wayne in Hempstead, Long Island.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, hi, Wayne.
Good evening. Thanks. You know, I just tuned in, so I'm not completely sure, but talking about for my wife, she has a lumbar. In the lumbar 3 and 4, the nerve is damaged or pinched, and so she gets pain down her leg into her knee and swells up her knee. Is that something that could be treated with this kind of, between a Prolo something or other?
Yeah, the NeuroProlo is a great treatment for that because it works with the nerves that start in the spine, but also work their way down to the legs. So NeuroProlo is a great when I started the show, soon after I talked about acute back pain, but even chronic back pain, NeuroProlo, by nourishing the nerves, helps reduce the pain that those nerves are, reduces the pain because it nourishes the nerve and replenishes the nerve with its glucose supply and thereby reduces the pain dramatically.
So is this an injection or is it something you...
It's an injection just under the skin.
But it's different than steroids?
Very different from steroids. This helps nourish the nerve. Steroids basically reduce pain by eliminating inflammation. So it's a totally opposite mechanism.
Right. So it's a long-lasting, I mean, in other words, the results can be...
Yeah, so over, so you walk out of the office, usually with significantly reduced pain, and then over a few treatments, 5 to 10 treatments, you know, each time it gets longer and longer duration of benefit, and so, and then by, you know, 7 to 10 treatments for a chronic situation, it's a long-term benefit, and we're done, so... With the treatment, that is, because you're feeling better.
Right. So that would be over a period of several weeks or months? Or
yeah. Usually we start off every week, and then we'll go to every 2 to 3 weeks after a few treatments.
So you're a I'm not sure you're a neurologist.
No, I'm a rehab specialist with an emphasis on pain and specifically natural regenerative types of treatments for pain.
Okay, great. I know you have a website. What is it again?
It's njprolo.com, njprolo.com.
You don't have an office in Long Island, do you?
I don't, but I get quite a few patients from Long Island, so I'd be happy to see your wife from that way.
Okay, and this is something that actually, you know, is approved through the medical coverage, et cetera?
That's something, it varies. Usually not, they're not covering a lot of the alternative things, but... it depends on, you know, your policy and all, so.
Right, okay, yeah, I'll check it. All right, and apologize, what's your name again?
Dr. Warren Slayton at the Regenerative Healing Center. So, I'll give my, it's 201-882-1500 is the office number, or check out the website at njprolo.com. Thank you, Wayne. So I just want to, we have a few minutes left, so if you call now, I'll talk to you after the show, but I wanted to just kind of review how NeuroProlo therapy works and how it can help with such a wide range of conditions. And the basic concept is that by providing glucose to the nerve, that stimulates the health of the nerve and that reduces the pain signals that the nerve sends. And by reducing that pain signal that is being sent by the nerve, that is reducing the pain, and not just in the nerve, but also in the any tendon injuries, any joint injuries, and muscle strains, because all these structures rely on a healthy nerve. So that when you have an unhealthy nerve, that is often why that tissue is, or that tendon or that muscle or joint is getting hurt in the first place. So by restoring the health of the nerve, you're restoring the health of the tendon that is supplied by the nerve. So for any tendonitis or for any even arthritic joint, and especially any nerve pain conditions. I don't know if anyone's heard of a condition called RSD, reflex sympathetic dystrophy. The modern name is complex regional pain syndrome. That is an unhealthy nerve. And Wayne was asking on behalf of his wife about a pinched nerve in the back. Again, an unhealthy nerve that causes all this pain. In the case of the back, it's down the leg. In the neck, it's down the arm. By improving the health of the nerve with just a little dextrose under the skin, just under the skin, so it's not very painful at all. By restoring the health of that nerve, that is going to reduce the pain for a long-term benefit. So it's so important to get the proper treatment that, again, you don't want to, you can put a steroid there, but that's going to have all kinds of toxic side effects, and it's going to eat away at tissue. So it's something you want to avoid. You can't get too many of them, because the more you get, the more likely it's going to have that effect of eating away at tissue. But you have something like dextrose, which is nourishing the nerve, and so you get the long-term relief with the neural prolotherapy. And so it's not a it is a quick fix in the sense that you walk out feeling better, but it's not a quick fix in the sense that you get long-term benefit when going through a series of treatments. Again, it's Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can, if you call now at the studio, I'll talk to you after the show. It's 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or call me at my office, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njprolo.com, or my new YouTube channel, which is the Regenerative Healing Show. So again, thank you for listening. I hope you see how neuroprolotherapy can help with any of these conditions, both for short-term and long-term. There's even some studies out. It's a relatively new treatment that show the benefit for pinched nerves in the spine. By getting dextrose around the spine, that reduces the pain that's being caused by the nerves to the legs. There's benefits shown with tennis elbow, with carpal tunnel syndrome. All these conditions respond beautifully to neural prolotherapy. And the reason they respond is because you're restoring the health of the nerve, and that restores the health of all the tissue, not just of the nerve, but all the tissue that the nerve supplies. Again, Dr. Warren Slayton, Regenerative Healing Center, right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. And I look forward to talking to you next week, and we're going to change gears a little bit, and we're going to be talking about testosterone and how that can help with your overall health and well-being, reducing the risk of diseases and reducing the risk of fat, reducing diseases with testosterone replacement for men. And I'm going to touch on the benefits of testosterone replacement for women as well. So again, Dr. Warren Slayton at the Regenerative Healing Center, right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njprolo.com, njprolo.com. Again, neuroprolotherapy, a great treatment for pain from tendons, nerves, muscles, and joints.